This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. Joining me is meteorologist Joe Maketa from the National Weather Service based in Mount Holly, New Jersey. Thanks for joining us, Joe.
Glad to be here.
So what is our official accumulation so far here in the Lehigh Valley? I guess based at the airport in Allentown, right?
Right. It's a little bit close to 27 inches, 26.9.
Wow.
And we got a little bit more during the overnight hours. That was actually taken around midnight, so we have a little bit more than that on the ground right now.
There certainly are drifts well over 3 feet, and I slogged through some of them to get into our station. What can we expect in the next 24 hours here in the Lehigh Valley?
Well, sort of what you're seeing out the window right now, we have some scattered snow showers around the area. We expect that to continue for a good part of the day. And you could get another inch or two of accumulation, but compared to what we already have on the ground, it's not really going to amount to much. And then we do expect the snow to taper off toward the evening hours, and then it should be done with after that.
Great. Let me ask you a question. How is snow accumulation measured? It seems tricky because, of course, with rain, it's pretty straightforward, but with wind blowing snow around and the density of snow changing so much over the course of a snowfall.
Well, that really is the trick. I mean, it's not an exact science, first of all. I mean, you do the best you can. And the problem is that the density of snow, just like you mentioned, changes as the event unfolds. So you could start out with a really fluffy snow at the very beginning of the event, and then as the snow gets wetter and turns to sleet, it packs that fluffy snow down. So as the event unfolds, you can actually have the depth of the snow actually going down, even though it doesn't stop snowing. So what we do in the National Weather Service, we ask our observers to actually measure every 6 hours on a board and wipe the board off after every 6 hours and add the amounts up. So that way we kind of eliminate some of that compacting issue.
Ah, I see. So it's not going out there with a ruler and plunging it down to the ground. It's a running total.
Well, we take observations and reports from anybody, and a lot of folks just, you know, after the snowstorm is over, they go out with a ruler and measure, and we take those measurements. But a lot of our official measurements are taken every 6 hours and adding it up, just so we get rid of the compaction issue.
So given that, the average annual snowfall at Allentown Airport, I understand, is around 29 inches. Is that right?
It's actually a little bit more than that. It's a little close to 30, a little over 30, 33, I think.
So we've almost reached that during this single storm, and we must be over the top for the season.
That is correct. I mean, certainly for this storm, we hit a new daily record yesterday. The old record was 7.2 inches for February 1st, and that was set back in 1957. It is now 22.4 because of yesterday's storm. So, yes, we're looking at breaking some of these things. And, of course, we're only in February 2nd. We have a long way to go before the winter is over. So I suspect that, we're going to be reaching normal levels here very quickly.
Well, right thanks there. So much for joining us, Joe.
Sure. Glad to be here.
That's meteorologist Joe Maketa from the National Weather Service based in Mount Holly, New Jersey. In other Pennsylvania weather news, Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow this morning against all odds on this snowy day. Legend says that means 6 additional weeks of winter to look forward to. And in fact, the long-term outlook shows some of the coldest weather of the season is forecast to begin on Monday.